This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, Facebook will get a big index upgrade. Standard & Poor's will add the social network company to its S&P 500 and S&P 100 indexes, proof that Facebook's come a long way since its bungled IPO of 2012. But what will a spot on the S&P do for the company and for investors? Marketplace's Amy Scott breaks it down for us.
In some ways, joining the S&P 500 is a symbolic achievement. Facebook's share price will now be reflected in one of the most widely followed measures of the stock market.
It means the company has arrived. It means that it's one of the 500 largest companies by market value in the United States.
Finance professor James Angel of Georgetown University says it also means more investors will buy the stock. That's because of mutual funds that try to match the returns of an index like the S&P. Internet analyst Tom Forte is with Telsey Advisory Group.
Those index funds will now have a portion devoted to shares of Facebook. So if you think of it loosely in kind of a supply-demand framework, demand for shares of Facebook has gone up.
That's why Facebook's stock rose on the news and likely will again when it officially joins the index. But back to symbolism, Forte says the debut also represents a coming of age of social networking stocks. There are now three big-time market players: Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.